Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey folks, it's Danny. Today on the feed, we are thrilled to be sharing with you the pilot episode of Earth Eclipsed. This sci-fi fiction podcast series was an official selection for the Tribeca Festival in 2021, and it's made by some of our favorite folks in audio fiction. In Earth Eclipsed, a brilliant neuroscientist is on the brink of a galaxy-changing discovery that will save millions of lives. Unfortunately, her work is cut short when she's kidnapped by a renegade miner. Set in the distant future, this immersive audio series explores what it means to live in a utopian society and the great lengths a person must go to preserve humanity. The creators of Earth Eclipsed are also some of the same folks behind the game-changing fiction podcast app, Apollo. On Apollo Plus, you can listen to ad-free episodes, early access, behind-the-scenes, bonus episodes, and more from all of your favorite audio fiction shows. You can even hear ad-free versions of Good Point shows on there. Apollo Plus is a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators create more audio fiction. And as a creator, I can't say how much I appreciate the work that Apollo Plus team is doing to help grow this art form. Listen to Earth Eclipsed, Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, and all of your favorite fiction podcast shows on Apollo Plus. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcast app or by going to apollopods.com. And now, the pilot episode of Earth Eclipsed.
And you're going to have to figure out some things for yourselves for the first time. But you will get through this chaos.
Armor damage at 25%, not helping.
You will long for your comforts and dependencies. You will loathe the choice we have made and curse the changes we have brought. The chain of events the Abacus Project set in motion. 7,604 standard years. That's the record for the longest lie. You lived your whole life in a prison, and it became your home. I can only hope that, in time, you will come to see these bindings as they truly are.
Armor damages.
I swear, I'm going to throw you out of the goddamn airlock!
But, Chief, you told me to—
To keep an eye on it, Sai. Not to yell out the exact number every second.
All right, listen. A lifetime's use of a moti and nociceptor splicing have surely numbed your senses. But now, you will feel. You're not used to it, but it's human. And as a wise person once said, if humanity wants to be at its best, it will be through its feelings. Because love and pain and joy have gotten more done throughout history than strength or smarts alone ever did. So that pain you're about to feel may be hard, but it's necessary. Survive. Stay safe. And eventually, rebuild. Humanity depends on what Alex has done. Any of you idiots care to tell me how many listeners we got?
Can't this wait?
Wait, I got it. 2. And armor damage at 31%.
Well, fuck.
Doctor, happy you could make it. You like to cut it close.
I'm here, am I not?
Of course. Take a seat. We're about to begin.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Mike. You hear me okay?
We'll balance it as we go, guys. Ready to cast. All right, we are live on 3.
Has allowed us to shape our future. It has cured us of our flaws. It has lengthened our lives and brought us to a higher consciousness. The human body has been expunged of all its errors and defects. We have taken another important step to ensure our continued prosperity among the stars.
Good evening, Human Concord. You are listening to The Pariah Show, live from our capital planet, where we bring you the brightest, most influential voices in the universe. I am your host, Julian Pariahs, and today I have with me the brilliant scientist and visionary inventor, Dr. Alex Prometh.
Thank you for having me on again, Pariahs.
Always a pleasure. That clip we played in the opening, that's from a recent initiation speech.
Yes, I had the honor of addressing this year's Institute of Neogenetics graduating class. A hugely promising group of initiants.
You've become an inescapable figure throughout the Human Concord, not only as a brilliant researcher, but also as a pioneer in multiple industries across the universe. Do you miss being more anonymous?
Since I have no say in it, really, I can only hope that the visibility of my work provides reassurance and hope to all citizens of the Concord.
But how has your life changed from your early scientific breakthroughs at Promethe Tech to having a seat on the board of Holocorp?
I prefer to focus on the future, Parias. My life's mission has always been to make a mark on humanity by changing it for the better. And nowhere else in the Human Concord do I have more of a chance to affect change than I do at Holocorp.
I wanted to talk to you about your current project there. It is no secret that you and Holocorp have been granted a large Concord contract.
With the resource monitors.
And that the work involves human memory technology. Care to elaborate?
Where did you get that information?
Well, sources say that the project you are leading at Holocorp deals with uploaded human memory data. Data that until now, as far as I understand it, has never been collected. The source says there's a connection between these recorded memories and the resource monitors. How do
Parias, even if any of that were true, you know that I work under strict classification guidelines and cannot possibly give you...
Yes, but it is possible that the planetary monitors are recording people's memories.
You know I can't discuss our work with the resource monitors.
In general terms, then. We all know the resource monitors collect all sorts of information in order to maintain equilibrium within the Concord. Climate data, population levels, planetary imports, exports. The monitors are what keep our galactic economies functioning and in balance with each other. No one wants a return to the days of distance, a time of corruption, starvation, of war. Our way of life depends on the monitors, but it's not a particularly lunar idea to believe that these monitors could now be gathering data beyond their stated purpose.
I and Holocorp simply analyze data that is already present on the monitors. That is all. Any speculation, Parias, as to what they collect beyond what we already publicly know is entirely conjectural.
But my main point in bringing up these questions, beyond the basic ethics of allegedly accessing people's minds, is that there are dangers inherent to studying memory. The disastrous Memolab experiments 600 standard years ago...
They made unfortunate miscalculations. After 6 centuries, we have learned from them.
Interesting you should say that. I can now announce that our in-house Parias Show investigative team has uncovered a link between 4 of the 5 individuals who have recently gone missing and have made headlines around the Concord. We can report the 4 had signed up for the same Holocorp human trial and that this particular experiment involved memory testing. Is it just a coincidence?
Parias.
How did Holocorp conceal this information from the public? Did the Concord help in this matter?
Sir, we are still online.
I am with Dr.
Could these new revelations tarnish Holocorp's image? Your image?
Please move, or Holocorp will simply
challenge
one of you.
Still with me? How do you account for? What's going on? We are live.
I think we're out of time.
We still have a few minutes. Perhaps we should move on to the next topic.
Dr. Promethe is done with the interview.
Let me move on
to my... Dr. Promethe has fulfilled her interview obligations and will not be accepting any more questions at this time.
We will be right back after a short message from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We have the daredevil of the belt himself on the show with us today. That's coming up next. What the hell was that? You can't just break into my studio and end my interview. You knew the deal when we booked Alex.
You have no right to bring up false allegations.
False allegations? I'm not some third-rate gossip caster. I'm Julian Parias.
Who the fuck are you?
Alex, there are still 10 minutes left in your slot.
That was not a topic Dr. Promethe agreed to discuss. We were made to believe this was a puff piece on Promethe Tech on the early years.
The public has the right to know if there's a link between Holocorp's memory project and the recent disappearances. It's my basic duty as a journalist.
Well, where is your proof of these allegations?
I would never out a source.
What you were implying is completely unfounded and defamatory.
Look, I'm just... Alex, have a seat.
Do not speak to Dr. Promethe.
This is insane! Alex, come back and let's finish the interview. We have a good relationship. But this is beyond any... Alex, listen.
Die in a black hole, Parias.
Are you okay? He can't get away with smearing Dr. Alexine Promethe. Who does he think he is? He sent nobody
enough,
on a third rate...
Enough. What's next on the schedule?
One moment. You have a holo call tomorrow morning with the memory engineers, but your public schedule is all clear tonight. I did receive requests from a few other shows that would like to host you next week. Maybe do some damage control.
Damage control for what? Linus. Patch it through. Yes?
We've booked you a Star Cruiser back to base.
Kando asked.
I'll send Max the booking. Don't be late this time.
Max, you receive it.
Just inbound from Linus. Cruiser lease from Hangar Bay G2. The ship has been pre-cleared. Huh, they must want you there fast. Flight time is 6 hours with a hyperflight time deficit of 2.
Third floor, Pariah Show.
Elevator express to Hangar Bay G2.
Express mode activated. Charges may apply.
Who wants to start?
What were you thinking? Did you forget to take your emoti this morning?
Nice to see you, Linus.
You left the show too abruptly, Doctor.
Great to reconnect, Vella.
Your interview with Pariah was unacceptable. You left without a single thought as to how bad this would make Holocorp look.
Members of the board, I left because it was the best choice out of a very limited set of suboptimal choices. Did you happen to hear what Pariah's little investigative team uncovered? The testers?
Because you abandoned the interview, any idiot in the Human Concord, in the inhabited universe, knows we are hiding something.
Linus, did you not understand me? I had to leave.
That is beside the main point here. The true problem lies in what Pariah has uncovered.
Reading the memory data and the resource monitors is your project, Alex. We put you in charge of it. So tell me, how did Pariah find out about the testers?
How am I supposed to know how he obtained that information? We vetted the team. We nulled any records of the experiments along with those of the test subjects. The leak cannot have come from my team.
Clearly, the steps you took were insufficient, Doctor. What do you think will happen to the company if people begin believing Pariah? If they confirm the connection between the Abacus Project and the disappearances of the test subjects.
It would irreparably destroy Holocorp's galactic brand.
Which is why we need to act fast to control the narrative regarding what Pariah's found. The public will not believe him if we get out in front of this and destroy
his... Concord has informed us that they will limit the damage related to this whole Pariah situation. But they have warned us that there cannot be any more leaks.
Sir, with respect, what are we waiting for? We should just say it. Alex is unfit to lead the Abacus Project. Pariah saw right through her.
I agree with Linus. We need someone who will finish the contract without incident.
We are closer than ever to a positive test. It's only a matter of time before we come across...
Enough!
Let's take it to vote. All in favor of suspending Alex from the Abacus Project?
Aye.
Aye.
Please.
Please. Please don't do this.
All opposed?
Don't do this. Not when we are on the cusp of helping so many people.
A vote having been taken among the members of the Holocorp board, it is resolved that Dr. Alexine Prometh be suspended from the Abacus Project. Effective immediately, the board revokes Dr. Prometh's access to any and all test sites and...
I can finish it in a month.
I'm sorry?
I can finish the Abacus Project in a month. Human testing is so close. We can see the code, the signals, the memories. We just can't interpret them. But I can have it done in a month.
Sir, she has already failed us by allowing the test information to be leaked.
It's your choice. Me, or some hack who might stumble upon a patchy workaround in 2, 3, or 30 standard years. Or never.
Don't humiliate yourself. Even you are replaceable. Besides, what is stopping another leak from happening?
Kando, sir, give me a month. There won't be any more leaks. I'll find the source. And may I remind the board that we all signed off on using the testers. Let me finish this, Kando. We have come so far.
Sir, you cannot possibly be considering
this. Dr. Prometh, If it's true that you can deliver by the end of the month, I will allow you the time to complete the testing phase. I do this only in light of your previous, admittedly stellar work at Holocorp, and your unique place within our society. But I want a smooth landing. Tighten up every potential leak source. Find out who is responsible for the information Prius found. Ensure it does not happen again. No one leaves testing until we're finished. The Concord wants complete discretion. If anything else gets revealed, we're on our own. In the meantime, Prius will be dealt with. Get it done and we will find someone who can. Alexine, you have 1 month.
Patch it through. What is it, Max?
You're going to want to come down to your office to see this.
Just tell me.
A package arrived while you were casting with Parias. The Abacus Project is etched onto the package, and it's not from Holocorp or any Concord address. Do you think this could be what...
Lika, stay where you are. I'm coming. Max, where?
In your office.
Office, dim windows and locked doors.
Here it is.
Open it.
Do you want me to leave the room?
Open the box, Max. What is it?
I've only seen these in ancient archives. I didn't know these still existed.
Let me...
Careful, Doctor. It's a relic from the pre-collapse. It's called a tape recorder, I believe.
Tape recorder?
Yes. It plays back sounds.
And how do you know that?
I studied pre-collapse history.
Of course you did. There's a note on it. It says play. Play.
I think you need to manually engage it. It's not voice activated. May I?
Fine.
Here.
Listen. I know information about the Abacus Project leaker. Meet me on the abandoned mining station in Sector D549. There's an old tavern there. It's a dump, but an abandoned dump. The only thing alive in there will be me. By playing this recording, you have activated a timer. Be there in 8 hours. Come alone. The name's Nico.
Sai, can you turn this off?
D549, that's 7 hours away by hyperflight. Max, get me my fastest cruiser from the hangar. I want a quick prep for takeoff.
That's a restricted zone, and we don't have a permit to
do
go
it.
There.
Now, Max.
Yes, Doctor. Hangar Bay is prepping your cruiser as we speak. Should I send an escort request to the Concord for security? We don't know what we could find out there. You could be in danger.
No, tell no one about this. What do you think will happen if the leak is coming from inside of our team? It would ruin us.
But what if we're flying into danger?
We can take care of this ourselves.
Yes, Doctor. No!
Obliterate the remaining pieces.
The tape recorder? It was probably more than 7,000 standard years old.
Melt anything with Abacus written on it. We are leaving. Now.
Take control of who you are. Be who you want to be. Dominate your emotions. Emoti, the latest in emotion control from Europa Family Farms. Now in dream form.
Emoti.
There he is. I think that's him.
You must be Nico.
You're late, and I told you to come alone.
My assistant, Max.
Fine. Take a seat. This only changes things. Slightly.
Tell me who the leaker is. Whatever you want, I'll make it happen.
I'll tell you the location and identity of the leaker if you do something for me. Simple.
And what is it you want me to do for you?
I need you to get me into a resource monitor.
Nico, It's Nico, right? Listen, I can give you anything. Anything, but what you've asked me for right now is the one thing I can't do. There must be something else.
Dr. Prometh can make you very wealthy. Enough credits to buy you anything. Buy a planetary home station, install genetic enhancements, stock up on a moti. You would be able to live over 100,000 lifetimes.
I want none of that bullshit.
Why in the universe would anyone want to get into a resource monitor anyway?
I need a memory that's stored in one.
Look, I don't know what you think you know, but trust me, it's wrong.
I know about the Abacus Project. I know about the testers, the disappearances, the memory recording, the lies, the obfuscations, yada yada yada.
What you want is impossible.
No, it's not. We're going to get into a resource monitor, and then you are going to find and interpret a specific memory encoding for me. You do this, and you can go back to huffing a moti and whatever it is you do.
Even if I wanted to get you into a resource monitor, the Abacus Project isn't finished. We're still working to figure out how to visualize the memory code in there, how to interpret it. The code means nothing if we can't visualize it.
I'm sure you can figure it out. With the proper incentives.
Most importantly, when we insert the memory code into the test subjects, they die. It's sensory overload.
Guess it's a risk I'll have to live with.
You're mad. Lunar.
All of the above, 100%. And we are out of time. I'm afraid our negotiations will have to wait until we're on the Gungnir.
Chief, I see them on my radar. Concord cruisers approaching the mining station, 20 clicks away.
Like ancient clockwork. Now, if you two will just come with me, we can...
Why would I go anywhere with you?
You don't have a choice. Easy, easy. Relax. I'm gonna have to ask you two to stand up and walk over there. For your safety.
What are you doing with the pressure revolver? They're illegal. Even in the outer sectors.
Cute. When I pick up a new one, I'll be sure to mention that.
They just started docking procedures.
Listen, we can come to an agreement here.
For talk was with Pariahs, Doctor. Pretty soon, your Concord friends, your boss's bosses, are going to blast through that door. Lucky for me, I know every move in the Concord playbook. And the fact that I know more about them than they'd like me to makes me very dangerous to them.
Is that a remote detonator?
Spot on, Max. Hard thing to come by anywhere but at the very fringes of the Concord.
What are you planning?
Well, I don't see me holding off an entire squadron of Concord pawns with only a pressure pistol. This detonator is our Class C ticket off this station. You Concord people are all the same. Blind and deaf, sleepwalking through the universe, complying with every order, oblivious to everything, so completely unaware that you can't even begin to tell the difference between fact and fiction.
You could blow us to pieces.
They are cutting through the locks now.
Oh,
any second.
That's what that sound is, Sai?
You're insane. Let us go.
No can do, Doctor. After you break me into the resource monitor, you can go back to your life. But for now, you do what I want.
Chief, they are almost through the doors.
All right, are you ready?
I most certainly am not.
Here we go!
Earth, Eclipsed. Episode 1, The Abacus Project. Starring Allegra Rodriguez-Shivers, Reginald West, Christian T. Chan, Amy Linden, Michael Malconian, with Benedict Sebastian, Daniel Dauphin, Cammie Middleton, Jaden LeBron, and Flo Kishelis. Created, produced, directed, and written by Nicholas Prufer, A.J. Churchill, and Victor Lee. Script edited by Alexa Polivka. Music by A.J. Churchill. Sound design by A.J. Churchill and Shane Rutherford Jones. Our production interns are Eamon McCune and So Asidao. Earth Eclipsed is a production of The Lunar Company.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.